Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we are studying Sefer Shmuel, Perek Chet, when Am Yisrael requests a melech, a king. As a backdrop to this request, we hear that Shmuel became old, Zaken Shmuel, and in his place, he appointed his two sons Yoel and Aviah to judge Am Yisrael. Unfortunately, we hear that they did not follow in his footsteps. V'lo halchu v'nav b'drachav, v'yitu acharei habatza, v'yikhu shochad, v'yatu mishpat. They were inclined after profit, they took bribes, and distorted the judgment. Rashi tells us that it was not that they literally took bribes, but rather, Rabotenu amru lo chatu b'nei Shmuel, ela lo hachu b'darchei avihem, she'i mechazer b'chol mekomot Yisrael v'shoftan ba'arehen. They were not as careful and considerate as their father, who would go all over Am Yisrael. They stayed in one place, l'harbot schar v'chaznehem l'sofrehem. They stayed in one place in order so that they could pay salaries to their secretaries and their scribes. This follows the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani in the Gemara and Shabbos, who says, Kol ha'omer b'nei Shmuel chatu enu ela toa. Anyone who says that the sons of Shmuel sin is mistaken, but rather they were not as meticulous as their father was, and they were not as careful, and therefore certainly to the nation, it did look like they were not being as honest compared to Shmuel. The Zakenim of the generation gathered, and they went to Shmuel, and they made a request. Hinei ata zakanta, you have aged, uvanecha lo halchu b'drachecha. Your sons did not follow in your footsteps. Ata sima lanu melech l'shafteinu kechol hagoyim. Now appoint for us a king to judge us like all of the nations. And we hear about Shmuel's reaction. Vayeira davar b'inei Shmuel. This seemed bad in the eyes of Shmuel when they said, give us someone to judge us. Shmuel's response is that he goes and he davens to Hashem. Hashem's response is very strong. He says, listen to the nation and everything that they're telling you to do, but no, ki lo otcha ma'asu, ki oti ma'asu mimloch aleihem. They're not rejecting you, Shmuel. They're rejecting me, Hashem, from reigning over them as king. This has troubled scholars and Mefarshim. What was it that they did wrong by requesting a king, since we know that in Sefer Devarim, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Dalet, it says, Ki tavo al ha'aretz asher Hashem Elokecha noten lach v'yirishta, when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you are finished inheriting the land, v'yashavta ba, and you dwell there, v'amarta asima alai melech kechol hagoyim asher svivotai, and you say, appoint for us a king like all of the other nations that surround us. Som tasim alecha melech, appoint for yourself a king, asher yivchar Hashem elokecha bo, who Hashem chooses. And it goes on to give details about the mitzvot relating to the melech. If in fact it seems that they are told to appoint a king in Sefer Dvarim, what could the problem possibly be? In the Gemara and Sanhedrin, this is discussed, the nature of this mitzvah. And there are a couple of options. Either it is mitzvah, meaning they are obligated to appoint a king, or it is reshut. If they want to, they can appoint a king. In any case, whether it is permissible or it is obligatory, what is the problem? According to Rabbi Nehorai, this parsha in the Torah was told to us, keneged terumatan, as a response in case Am Yisrael comes and complains. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there are three mitzvot, three obligations that Am Yisrael has when they enter Eretz Yisrael: to appoint a king, to eradicate Amalek, and to build Beit HaMikdash. In which case, the problem is only, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as quoted in the Sifrei, Lefi shekdimu al yadam. They asked at an inappropriate time. Either the particular time is inappropriate, or it was inappropriate to ask while Shmuel was still alive and he was their leader. In any case, Hashem condemns the request. We have a dea that states, Lo bikshu alehem melech ela lahavida vodazara. that the reason they're actually asking for a king is because they would like to worship Avodah Zarah. The Radak says, Salku b'tchonam mimeni, that in the words of Hashem, Am Yisrael no longer have bitachon, place their trust in Hashem. Why all the strong condemnations? Later on in the parak, we hear, V'yatzal lefaninu v'nalcham et melchamotenu, an additional reason that they did not initially state upon requesting a melech. We want a king who's going to go out and lead us in battle and fight our wars for us. The Radak points out, Im hayu shomrim derech Hashem, ki hu lochem et melchamotam. They would not need a king if they would keep the ways of Hashem, because Hashem fights their wars for them, as we've seen many times, specifically in the previous parak. They said, V'yatzal lefaneinu v'nalcham et melchamotenu, and therefore Hashem says to Shmuel, it's not you who they're rejecting, it's me. They want someone else waging their wars. Ki inam rotzim melech b'dvar ha-mishpat avad, ki day haya lahem b'cha kol yimei chayecha. They didn't just want someone to judge them, because they really had a very exceptional judge all the days of your life, Shmuel. Rather, they prefer to have a human king leading them in war rather than me. The Malbim explains this point and takes it further. The Malbim says that just as other nations need a king to lead them in battle, sometimes Am Yisrael does also. V'chein Yisrael be'itzar tzilam. So too with Am Yisrael at a time that their protection leaves them. Unlike a time where Hashem extends his divine providence over them. Lochin be'et haflei Hashem otam mikol ha'amim v'yinhagim tachat shevet hashkachato ha'pratit. Not so when Hashem leads them through his specific divine intervention. However, there are times that yihyu kemohem tachat yad ha'teva, that they are unfortunately subject to the dictates of natural law like other nations are. According to the Malbim, the problem here was that during Shmuel's time, it was a time of enormous divine providence and intervention, as we saw in the previous parak in the war. In the Malbim's words, Asher Davka Bo Hashgacha, divine providence clung to Shmuel and through him to Am Yisrael. At this specific time, they had no reason to go and to choose to be under the protection of a human rather than under the protection of Hashem, which is the ideal. Lo haya lahem lazov hanagazu hashkachit v'lestofef b'tzel basar. They chose a situation which was not the ideal, which really sheds light on the mitzvah in Sefer Devarim. Most mitzvot do not start off telling us, in case one day you say, I need protection, then, for example, go put up a mezuzah. Here the pasuk says, one day v'amarta sima alai melech kechol hagayim, then if you say that, this is what you should do. Meaning that this pasuk is addressing circumstances when Am Yisrael is not functioning at the ideal level and when they are not following Hashem completely and therefore do not merit his direct divine providence. Actually, there are many instances in Devarim where specifically Sefer Devarim addresses what to do in the instances where human frailty dictates behavior as opposed to the ideal dictating the behavior of Am Yisrael. In Hashem's response to Shmuel, there is comfort when Hashem tells him that it is not he that they are rejecting, but that Am Yisrael is rejecting Hashem. Hashem continues to say that there are further similarities between Hashem and Shmuel. Kechol ha'maasim asher asu miyom haloti otam mimitzrayim bad hayom hazeh v'yazvuni. It's just like everything that happened between Am Yisrael and myself since I took them out of Mitzrayim and they left me. V'yavdu Elohim achirim, they chose to worship other gods. Kein hema osim gam lach. This is what they are doing to you. In order to clarify this parallel between Am Yisrael, between Hashem and Shmuel and the way Am Yisrael is relating to them, the Malbim clarifies, Shehaleitem mitachat memshelat hamaracha el tel hashkacha. Hashem says, when I took them out of Mitzrayim, I extracted them from the influence of the maracha of the other heavenly powers, and I extended my providence directly over them. and they left me, they chose to revert back to serving other forces. They prefer to be under the power of the other emissaries and the stars. They're doing this to you too. Malbim says, "Shamasu liyot munhagim al yadcha hanagat nisiyit hashkachit." They are rejecting being under the divine, miraculous intervention that I extended through you, and they would rather put their faith in a zroa basar, in the strength of a human being. Hashem tells Shmuel to go and to listen to them, but make sure they're going into this with their eyes open wide. Hashem says, go and tell the Mishpat HaMelech what the king will do. We hear that Shmuel tells over Kol Divrei Hashem El Ha'am. Presumably, he tells them what Hashem said about what their motivations were, and he goes on to describe a horrible situation where the Melech can take your sons and your daughters to run before his chariots, to take them as officers, to take them in order to cut his crops and to craft his weapons. He will take your daughters in order to be bakers and cooks. He will tithe your fields and your crops and take your vineyards and your olives. He will take your servants. He will take your maid servants. He will take your best young men and your animals in order to do his work. And on that day, Uza'aktem b'yomahu milifnei malkechem, asher b'chartem lachem, and that day you will call out to Hashem because of this king who you chose. V'lo yana Hashem etchem b'yomahu. But Hashem will not answer you on that day because you have already chosen to put yourself under the guidance of a human king, rather under Hashem's providence. Hence, his providence is not going to respond. We're told that the nation refuses to listen to Shmuel. They say we're going to be just like the nations again. Shmuel hears this. He goes back and repeats it to Hashem. And Hashem says, Shma bekolam. V'imlachta lahem melech. Go and appoint for them a king. Shmuel tells the people, okay, go home. It's interesting to note that initially, when the request is brought to Shmuel, it says that it came from the Zakenim. Later on, we're told that it came to him from the Am. And at the end of the parak, when he addresses the nation, it calls them Anshei Yisrael, which explains the opinion in Sanhedrin of Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Zakenim Shebedor Kahogen Sha'alu. The elders asked appropriately for a melech. Aval Amei Ha'aretz, the nation, Kilkalu. They corrupted the request. In any event, at the end, he still speaks to them with dignity, as he says to Anshei Yisrael. We know that when Am Yisrael is called Anashim, it refers to them as dignified and worthy people, and he advises them to go home, and we wait to hear what happens with the appointment of the king. Thank you for studying together, Li'iloi Nishmat Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.